This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 30th. God's word for you today is press forward. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, and it says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Back to golf. One of the greatest golfers of all time, arguably by any stretch, if you ask me, is Tiger Woods. Tiger is the master of comebacks. With all the wreckage he had in his life, to come back and still win titles is profound. The whole world went agog. I am referring to the last major he won after getting back from losing everything, his family, his wealth, and his health. However, Tiger played a shot that is considered the greatest shot in the history of golf. I want you to go online and search for the 2005 Masters. In that video, you will notice that the shortest distance to the hole was the straight line. That is what most people will play, and they will lose the shot. Tiger Woods, however, did not follow that route. In that same hole, Tiger played a bad shot, and he overshot the green. For someone at his level, the competition was keen between him and Chris DeMarco, who was competing for the title. Most people will beat themselves after playing a bad shot, but Tiger forgot about the bad shot. All we see is the good shot he played. What we do not see or were not told was the bad shot he played before that greatest shot. There is no way he would have played that greatest shot if he were still beating himself about the bad shot he played. Tiger let that shot go. He had a reboot. You need to reboot. You need to let it go. Yes, it happened. You played a bad shot and overshot the green. Let it go. You can only recover when you let it go. For many people reading this, what is preventing your recovery is that you have not let it go. Today, you will let it go in the name of Jesus. When it comes to recovering from adversity, you need to have the memory of a goldfish. All the bad things that they did, let it go. The reason God has given you a new day is that God has given you a new chance. Are you going to mess that chance up because of what happened in the past? Let it go. Once you reboot, the next thing is to eradicate distractions, remove background services that are not needed, and then you need to let some apps go. After that, you need to reboot again. When you power up that system again, it will be as fresh as new. God wants you to take on the rest of this year with victory, with a spring in your steps. God wants you to recover all that you have lost, and you will in the name of Jesus. It is time to recognize your need for God. Embrace the kingdom, eradicate the distractors in your life, and let the past go so that you can take the best shot in life as fresh as new. Let us pray. Father, I acknowledge my need for you. Empower me to reboot, eradicate distractions, remove background services, and let the past go. Make me fresh as new in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.